DarkSci Jungle Vocal Texture, Transform and Arrange in Ableton Live 12, for beginners. Alright, let's take a plain vocal clip and turn it into that DarkSci Jungle texture-y, gritty, rhythmic, and arranged in a way that feels like a real drum and bass track. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using mostly stock devices, and we'll build it in layers so it evolves instead of getting annoying. Here's the vibe target, 170 to 175 BPM. Rolling drums, and a vocal that feels like it's been chopped up, haunted, and repurposed as part of the groove. By the end you'll have three main roles, a lead hook that's still readable, a chop layer that does the jungle manic energy thing, and a washed-out atmospheric layer that breathes with the drums. Then we'll arrange it across a simple intro, build, drop, and breakdown. Step 0. Set up the project so you're not fighting the session later. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create four tracks. One audio track called Vox Source. One audio track called Vox Lead. One MIDI track called Vox Chops. Simpler. One audio track called Vox Wash. Resample. And create two return tracks. Return A. Dark Verb. Return B. Delay Dirt. Quick teacher note. Returns are a big part of the pro workflow. Instead of drowning your lead vocal in reverb and losing impact, you keep the dry vocal controlled and you send little moments into darkness. When you want. That's how you get movement without clutter. Now step 1. Import and warp the vocal cleanly. Drop your vocal onto Vox Source. It can be a spoken phrase, an ad-lib, a rap one-liner, even a movie quote. One huge tip before we do anything. Pick a phrase that cuts. If it has clear consonants, like T, K, P, S, it'll slice way better and it'll read over drums after distortion. If it's too smooth and breathy, you can still use it, but it becomes more wash than chop. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Choose a warp mode based on the material. Complex Pro is a safe pick for full phrases where you want it to stay human. Tones can be nice for smoother sustained bits. Texture is the secret weapon when you want creepy, grainy stretching. If the timing is messy, you can right-click and try warp from here, straight, to get it roughly aligned. But don't obsess yet. DarkSci Jungle vocals don't need to be perfect. A little bit of wrong can feel sinister and alive. One more practical tip. Before you start compressing and saturating, set your clip gain. In Live 12, just adjust the clip's gain so the loudest hits aren't slamming your chain. This makes everything more consistent when you swap vocals later. Step 2. Create the tight lead phrase. Duplicate the Vox Source clip onto Vox Lead. Now trim it down to the best bit, usually 1 to 2 bars. You're looking for something that can act like a hook, but in drum and bass, less is more. A phrase you place every 4 or 8 bars will hit harder than something that's constantly talking. Now add your device chain on Vox Lead, in this order. First, EQ 8, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the consonant punch. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then utility at the end. Set gain to taste. And if the vocal starts feeling facey or weirdly wide, pull width down a little, like 80 to 100%. Coach note, do a fast phase check if you start adding stereo effects. Put width to 0% for a second. If your vocal collapses and basically disappears, that means the stereo stuff is causing cancellation. In DarkSci DNB, it's usually better to keep the lead fairly stable and let the wash layer be the wide, spooky one. Also, if your S sounds start hurting after saturation, don't just push through it. Use EQ8 with a narrowish bell around 6 to 9 kHz and pull a few dB out. Even better, reduce some top end before saturating. You'll get darker without getting painful. Step 3. Slice it into jungle chops with simpler. This is the layer that makes the vocal part of the rhythm. Think of it like vocal percussion. Right-click your vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, slice by transients. Use a built-in slicing preset or the transient option. Ableton will create a MIDI track with simpler loaded up with your slices. Go into simpler and set it up for punch. Mode, one shot. Turn on warp inside simpler if you need it. Turn on the filter. Choose LP24. Set frequency around 6 to 10 kHz to start. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6. Now shape the envelope. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. that gives you tight, percussive vocal hits instead of long, messy tails. Now program a simple one-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Here's a solid beginner pattern. Put one clear slice right on beat 1. Add two quick chops on 1.3 and 1.4, like 16th notes. Put a response slice on beat 3. Then sprinkle one or two ghost chops just before snare hits. And a key musical rule, let your chops answer the snare, not fight it. In drum and bass, the snare is royalty. You're building call and response around it. Timing feel tip, try on grid lead, loose chops. Keep the main hook pretty tight so it feels intentional, but nudge a couple chops slightly early or late for that unstable, human, slightly threatening swing. Advanced but easy variation. Take one good slice and make a one-bar clip with only two notes, one right before the snare and one right after. Then duplicate it across 8 bars and only change the velocities. It stays musical, not chaotic. Step 4. Build the haunted wash layer by resampling reverb. This is the fog behind the vocal. Classic dark side energy. Go to return A, dark verb, and add hybrid reverb. Pick a hall style. Keep it dark. Turn shimmer off if you see it. Decay. 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay. 15 to 35 milliseconds. High cut. 4 to 7 kHz. Now add EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass 3 to 6 kHz. Then add glue compressor after that. Just gently, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Extra darkness trick. If your reverb tail is still hissy, move an EQ 8 before the hybrid reverb and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Cutting highs before the reverb makes the whole space darker naturally, instead of you fighting harshness later. Now send vox lead and maybe vox chops into return A. Dart subtle, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB on this end. Now we're going to print this reverb as audio, so we can treat it like its own instrument. On vox wash, resample, set the input to resampling. Arm the track, and record 4 to 8 bars while your lead and chops play. Now you've got a wash clip. This is where a lot of the expensive atmosphere comes from, even though it's just stock devices and smart routing. Next, make it breathe with the drums using sidechain. On the vox wash track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track, or your full drums group if that's easier. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction. Now every time the kick and snare hit, the wash ducks out of the way, and the groove stays punchy. This is that instant drum and bass glue. If you want the wash to feel even more unsettling without getting louder, add autopan after the compressor. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate slow, like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Phase 180 degrees. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to hear panning, you're trying to feel drift. Step 5. Add delay dirt on return B. On return B, add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Then add redux, subtly. Bit reduction around 10 to 12, gentle. A small amount of downsample. Then add auto filter after that. Band pass mode is great here. And later we'll automate the cutoff, so the delays feel like they're moving through a tunnel. If redux makes things brittle, swap it for overdrive on the delay return instead. That way the repeats degrade and get crunchy, but your dry vocal stays readable. Now send your lead vocal into this delay return just for certain words or ends of phrases. Think throws, not constant delay. Step 6. Arrange it like a real DNB track using 8, 16, and 32 bar thinking. Here's a simple blueprint you can follow. Bar 0 to 16. Intro. Start with only the vox wash. Filter it so it's distant. Add a single reversed vocal hit every 4 bars. Keep the lead vocal off. Tease the idea. Don't explain it yet. Bars 16 to 32. Build. Bring in the chops quietly. Call and response, but not too busy. Automate the reverb. Send up slightly toward the drop. And do a high pass sweep on the wash, rising, so it feels like you're pulling a curtain back. Bars 32 to 64. Drop. Full drums and bass. Use the lead phrase every 4 or 8 bars, not constantly. Restraint makes it feel bigger. Use chops in the gaps, especially right after snare hits. Reduce wash during the busiest moments so the drums stay aggressive. Bars 64 to 80, breakdown. Strip the drums back, bring the wash forward by easing off sidechain a bit, and automate pitch on a vocal clip. Transpose down 2 to 5 semitones for a darker mood change. Then 80 and onward, second drop or variation. Change the chop pattern. Change your send automation. And for one bar, Try pitching the lead-up 7 semitones as a shock moment, then return to normal. Arrangement coach idea. Think in 4-bar blocks with rolls. First block, wash only. Next, a couple chops. Next, one lead statement. Next, remove lead and increase delay send for tension. Then in the drop, lead every 8 bars with chops in the gaps. Then later, variation with pitch or a different slice kit. Also, do the negative space trick right before the drop. In the last bar of the build, mute all vocal layers except one short reverse pull or one delayed word. That sudden emptiness makes the drop hit way harder than piling on more effects. Step 7. Dark transitions you can actually do quickly. First, the reverse reverb pull. Duplicate the lead phrase. Consolidate it so it's one clip. Put hybrid reverb on it at 100% wet. Freeze and flatten or resemble it. Reverse the printed audio. Then place it right before the vocal starts so it sucks you into the downbeat. Second, a pitch drop at the end of a phrase. In clip view, automate transpose from 0 down to minus 12 over the last half bar. Add a touch of saturator after it to give it weight. Optional spice. Micro tape wobble. On a duplicate chop layer, use clip envelopes for transpose and draw tiny 1-2 semitone dips on a few hits. It's subtle, but it adds that worn, haunted instability. Common mistakes to avoid as a beginner. Number 1. Too much reverb on the lead. Your hook loses impact. Keep reverb mostly on returns and automate sends. Number 2. No high pass filtering. The wash will fight your bass and kick and the whole mix turns to mud. Number 3. Chops everywhere. Chops are spice, not the whole meal. Leave gaps.